Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. CITR.ca is the website. We are broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. This is Live from Thunderbird Radio Hill. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to start off the show with a live set from a band who is playing this Sunday at the Vancouver Jazz Festival as part of the excitement that is that event. Live in studio with us right now, we have Mundo.
I can't find everybody. Thanks for listening. That song was called Some. Next up, we're going to play a slightly new song called Laying Out Your Bones.
I realize
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Moondle, and we're really excited to be here at Radio Thunderbird Hell with Ben. The next song we're going to do is a very, very brand new. This is actually the debut of us performing for an audience of some sort. And it's currently untitled. Oh, and there has to be a tune down. Well, I lied. It's not entitled. It's called In D because it's in the key of D, thus the tuning down to D.
Thank you.
Brand new song. That was Millie Hong on the drums playing lots of cool stuff over there. All right, we got feedback. What do we got next? The face. With some more tuning though. I want to ask how everybody's doing, but I can't hear your answer, so it feels a little anticlimactic. But I hope everyone's doing well. All right. Ready? Okay, here's the face.
Travel
Hey there, you're listening to Moondle on CITR, Thunderbird Radio Hill. Thanks so much for tuning in. We are going to play two or three more songs for you. We're not sure. We're going to feel it out. We're playing this show as a way to kind of promote our Jazz Fest gig. We're playing at the Railspur stage on Granville Island on Canada Day, or so-called Canada Day, as I like to call it, on Sunday. We're playing for 2 hours, so we've got a really long amount of time to get down there. It's going to be really busy, so it might take you like an hour to actually get to the stage, but then we'll play for another hour. We're playing from 12:30 to 2:30. So we're going to follow that up with Water Guides? Let's do some Water Guides. All right. This is an older song. Tumbling, where are we going? I know we've been here before. We've knocked at every song for you tonight, and then I think we're going to talk to Ben a little bit in the other room. So thanks so much for tuning in. You're listening to Moondle, and our last song's called Destroyer. There's people pressing pedals, in case you're wondering what's happening. It's still happening. I'm still pressing pedals. It's mostly what we do in this band. All right, it's great. I thought that was a great piece there. This is Destroyer.
Yeah.
All right, you've been listening to Moondal. Thank you so much. I will be speaking with you shortly again.
You're still listening to CITR Radio live in Thunderbird. Radio Hell, that was Mundo on CITR 101.9 FM. Yes, we'll be back shortly with the band after these fine messages.
You know what's better than reading a great magazine? Reading a great magazine that also helps you fight poverty. Megaphone Magazine is sold by homeless and low-income vendors on the streets of Vancouver and Victoria. Vendors buy magazines for 75 cents and sell them for $2. It's flexible, low-barrier work for people who may not have access to traditional jobs. Download the Megaphone app to find vendors and buy the magazine, even when you don't have change.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
UBC Africa Awareness Initiative is a student-run organization that advocates for a greater inclusion of Africa and African-related issues in UBC academia and social life. Some of our major events include Dioko, UBC's largest African dance party, Culture Night, a celebration of African culture and diversity, and Conference Week, where our goal is to foster more intelligent and intellectual dialogue about Africa on the UBC campus. With this in mind, we hope to contribute towards creating global citizens with a more informed perspective of the continent.
Hello, we are UBC Dance Club, one of the largest and oldest clubs on campus.
We offer classes taught by professionals for complete beginners in Latin and standard ballroom dancing.
Come check us out and learn how to wow your friends, meet new people, and dance the stress from classes away.
Check out our website, www.ubcdanceclub.com, and find us on Facebook at UBC Dance Club.
The IAC is the International Student Association, a UBC club that presents and integrates the global student community.
We're a home for international students on campus, and our aim is to provide a sense of belonging to international students.
We host a variety of events, ranging from advocacy to social gatherings. We want to shed light on issues international students face at UBC in terms of housing, tuition, academics, and more.
We hope to see you at our upcoming social events.
Stay up to date with the ISA on our Facebook page, UBC ISA, or check out our website, ubcinternational.ca.
You're listening to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM, CITR.ca, on the internet everywhere. This is Live from Thunderbird, Radial Hell. If you're just joining us, you missed a fantastic set from the band who is in the studio here talking to me right now. Mundo, do you want to introduce yourself, maybe?
Like our names?
Your name, sure.
Sure.
Show what you do or whatever you feel like introducing.
Right. I'm Thomas, the guitar player one or two. Yeah.
Your number.
One of them, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Emma, I sing.
I'm Eli, I'm the bass player.
I'm guitar player two, my name's Carrie.
My name is Millie, I'm a drummer.
Do you want to talk about how the band got started, how it came to be? I don't know too much about this project, to be honest.
Do you want to talk, Carrie?
Like who started it, or how did it get started?
I'll start, and then you can all join in. It's funny that the World Cup's happening right now, because I remember it was the last World Cup that I started. I wrote that first song we played, I wrote what was sort of the beginning stages of what that became. Remember we had all gone to school with each other, and I had kind of finished my music degree at Capilano University and was searching for something a little different than what I was doing, and kind of started writing, you know, simpler, more melody-based music. And, you know, we already had a band with four of us, excluding Thomas, that played totally different music. And so I really liked playing with them. And then I knew Thomas from school, so we kind of all came together and started playing more and more, and yeah.
And our name, Moondal, I remember me and Eli were like talking on the phone and just brainstorming, you know, what would be a name, and I had just read a short story which featured a made-up language. It's by Jorge Luis Borges, the Argentinian writer, and in this made-up language, there's no nouns, so everything is constructed with verbs. So when you have to translate it into, you know, European languages, you end up with weird things like, what is the moon doing? Well, the moon isn't like a thing because you can't talk about it, but it's doing something, and it's moondling, right? So okay. Upwards beyond the on-streaming, which is waves or the ocean or something, it moondled. So it's just basically the moon turned into a verb.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's an interesting name for a band.
Yeah, interesting. That's one word for it. Yeah.
Yeah, and is there more influences from you said Jorge Luis, or is it or
He's
is it just
straight stuff? Away from the Borges?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Who writes the music? Is everyone, or how does that work in this band?
I see this as a really collaborative band. I kind of started out writing a lot of the songs, and I think it's sort of become, I sort of bring in sort of small cells and ideas, and Emma definitely writes most of the lyrics, but what makes this band interesting for me is how everything's arranged, like how the parts are formed and how all the pieces get put together, and that is all of us, you know, we're all sort of writing together, and so it takes us a long time to write songs, because we all have to be in the same room, which doesn't always, it's hard to get together, but
right.
But, you know, that's what makes it so rewarding, as it being kind of a group thing.
Yeah. Emma writes, like, 95% of the lyrical content, though. Yeah, so.
There's a few by other members.
Yeah, there's a few by other members and people, and yeah, but.
Like, what gives you inspiration for the lyrical, the words and such? Is it, does the band have a little say in it, or is it just the music?
No, not at all. It's all.
Can they get to put in suggestion, like a suggestion box?
No, often when we're first working on songs, we'll have like a working title.
Yeah.
Which some very rarely will influence lyrics. Often it's nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
But often deadlines are my inspiration.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have a gig on Sunday, and there I wrote like two. One of the songs we did today, D Song, I wrote that like 2 days ago.
Right.
And I wrote another one 2 days ago as well. So that's how I work.
Fair enough. I mean, I'm not a writer, so I feel like it's hard enough to write with, to begin with, and then with constraints, that's even, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I find there to be really clear themes in Emma's writing that I think have kind of become part of the band's identity.
Yeah.
And,
that's
you know,
true.
The name Moondal, you know, I think our imagery sort of, just the moon itself and sort of on streaming on top of water. There's a very kind of a nature influence in, you know, a lot of the concepts and themes.
Yeah. I really love nature a lot and have a lot of connection. So I write a lot about nature and also myself.
Yeah, there's a lot of water. There's a lot of stones.
A lot of stones. I love stones.
There's some reoccurring themes, yeah.
Breathing. Also.
I feel like what our album cover, we have one album called Moondal. And what that image is, it's a sort of collage of sorts. It kind of reminds me of like some of those themes. It's dark green and
nature-y.
Yeah.
Go ahead. No, big thanks to Sophie Grua for doing the artwork. She bared with our small ideas and sort of, you know, took her a little while.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And the album came out not too long ago.
Yeah.
No, it was fairly recently. We had our CD release back in April. Mm-hmm. And, that was after a two-year process of recording it, after, you know, on top of another 2 years of sort of writing a lot of the songs that ended up on the record.
Right. Well, you were saying that you're going to be playing for 2 hours. On Sunday at the Jazz Fest on Granville Island. But so obviously the record is in 2 hours. So
while we were recording and mixing, we were also writing songs. So we have essentially another album that we could record, but we'll see.
Probably yeah. take another 2 years.
Yeah, it'll be yeah, a while. Yeah.
how was the, like, what took so long? It's not even that long.
What
two
took
hours.
So long?
Two years. Is it just
we're from Vancouver.
Perfectionist?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was a very DIY situation. We mixed it, mastered it, recorded it, you know, ourselves at, you know, in our little rehearsal mm-hmm. shed. And I think, you know, for me, after about like the third month, I was thinking, okay, this is like 90% done. And then sort of after reflecting, listening, and sort of like talking to everyone else in the band, I sort of realized that the songs were not fully realized. And mm-hmm. I think I'm really grateful that we put the time in to kind of strip a lot of them down and to, you know, re-record a lot of things. And, you know, Emma's one small example, like, because there's a lot of examples like this, but Emma recorded some, you know, words, and they, you know, sounded good. Everything was like in tune and recorded okay. But I remember sort of thinking, you know, it doesn't sound like she's, you know, I mean, we kind of agreed. It didn't sound like she
yeah,
was like.
I was trying to be like really you. Perfect and in tune, and then I was like, oh, it's so boring. I can't do that. So I did them all again.
And after doing it a few times, when I listened back to it, you know, I listened to it a million times because I mixed it. But like, I still like really enjoy like the vocal performances. Mm-hmm. And I think that wouldn't have happened if it was just like a really accurate thing. It was something that became kind of more sincere after putting that time in. And I think after, you know, even after like a year and a half, I didn't think it might even get done because it had put so much time into it. But, you know, it's a really rewarding process to actually end up on the other side of that two-year travail.
It's interesting. It was too perfect.
Yeah, and after, because there was so much work done and kind of evolution of the songs in the mixing process, we actually had to relearn or, like, figure out the songs again to perform them because they were, like, completely different. So that was fun. Yeah. We got to kind of reimagine.
That seems to be a theme with a lot of bands.
Yeah.
came out. But, no, that's cool, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is cool. So you were saying that, so it was 4 years ago-ish that, and then before that, so somewhere you were in a different, completely different, it was in a project that's like different kind of music. Is that still ongoing or is that totally just?
Oh, that's ended up, no.
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
That was funny.
We were in a band together?
We were all going to school at the time. So I think it was, you know, more improvised instrumental jazz music. Emma didn't even really sing words. She just sort of sang as if she was a horn player.
Right. Was it like part of the program, like the program, or is it just
no? It was outside. We all have had like tons of projects on the side that you know. It's that was more the stuff that I was writing at the time because I think I spent a lot of time writing different kinds of music and you know that sort of flowered into different things. But that specific project is no more.
Okay, that's cool. But obviously you still got along and you stuck around for even on a different kind of. How did you, like in back in school, quote unquote, is others how did you all find each other, or how did this group became?
Well, Eli and Millie are married as of recently, so that they that's one aspect.
That's the other side.
Okay, and so 50%.
Me and Eli have known each other since we were about 13.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we both had the idea of going to jazz school together for some reason.
Yeah.
They were in a famous rock band.
Yeah.
Together.
Yeah, well, we shout out to our old rock band Voodoo Buddha.
On Spotify.
Find something on Spotify. Yeah, it is on Spotify somehow. Actually, I don't know how. But I think, you know, for anyone who's, like, gone to music school, I think lots of different opinions. I think, you know, it's a big, you know, it kind of enveloped a lot of our lives. But the thing I take the most out of it is the fact that the people I met there have been so key to my, you know, career and my life. I mean, I met my wife there, so that's you know, it's a pretty big thing. And everyone in this band, I think, we spent so much time together because of school.
Right. Okay. And you were saying that project was more jazzy, but this is a band that's playing at the jazz festival.
Right. Isn't that fun?
But a lot of bands are playing. I mean, at the jazz festival, like
jazz adjacent. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jazz adjacent.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, which is
it's our new genre.
And Emma, I've saw you at Jazz Festival already. With Leah.
With Leah Abramson. Mm.
And then I think you're partying with Only a Visitor
on Saturday, yeah.
And then you're doing it again on
Sunday.
So just three, right?
Just three, yeah.
Anyone else doing three shows?
Many,
Yeah, well, Millie's probably playing the most gigs you want to talk about.
Yeah.
I've done three so far.
Okay.
There are two more, which is one of them is Mundel on Sunday. Okay. But a day before Saturday, Eli's band called Shapes is playing at Roundhouse. That's a little different than Mundel.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's my music I've been writing that is difficult to explain. but yeah, more aligned with the jazz idiom and improvised, and has Tristan Paxton on guitar, Mike Villa on sax, and Dan Reynolds on keys. And
what do you play?
I'm a bass player, I play the upright, which is different than in this band, I play electric.
You're right.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you know, Jazz Fest. It's like you know jazz musicians, and then it's like lots of non-jazz things. You know, find a way of seeping in there, and that's what makes it exciting.
Yeah, like Robert Plant.
Yeah.
He's headlining.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Where?
I don't know where he's playing then.
I think I knew that. Yeah.
I mean, maybe he's really jazzy. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happened.
Yeah, that doesn't. Yeah, but maybe his new stuff is.
Macy Gray was there. I mean, yeah, they always have. They bring in.
Right.
I think to kind of bring the people, you know.
Right.
Not just the jazz people.
Yeah.
The other people.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's just like I don't know how that. But the jazz is kind of. All these genres in terms of relatively encompassing anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, we're not jazz, but we definitely are influenced by our jazz background.
Yeah.
And even though I think we had actually a rule when we first began of no improvising. At least I remember that.
Well, no solos.
No solos.
We're that was not actually jazz.
It was, for me, it was not even about jazz. It was because me and Carrie, when we were in high school in this rock band, if you listen to the record, what sucks about it is every song has three guitar solos on it. And so when I thought about playing the rock band again or something like that, I was I don't want to have the chorus, verse, and then guitar solo, formula. I wanted to get out of that. But we kind of have guitar solos.
We have solo moments, they're
Yeah.
But it's everyone's trying not to be super egotistical about it. I think that's trying.
We're trying.
Is there anyone or anything? Has to be anyone or any band playing at the Jazz Fest this coming up, or you saw, or anything that people should hear about? Anything that you're excited or what's really cool?
Coming up, you mean?
Yeah, coming up or you saw already.
Last night, four of us were at a pretty sick show. It was Nowhere, which is a band from LA, which has Lewis Cole in it, and drummer, and Kai Basanta, who's a friend of ours, also from that said rock band we were talking about earlier, that high school rock band. Anyway, he was opening up for him. For them, it was a pretty good show at the Imperial. So Nowhere, Kai Basanta,
nice,
cool groups.
At this point, for me at least, the Jazz Fest is for me to see all my peers and everyone I know, so I could name so many. But today I saw Mike Biela's project, Chronicle Infinitas, at Granville Island. I don't know if he's doing anything else. Ted Crosby had a really great thing going on. I think David Blake might be doing something at Tangent coming up.
Okay.
Tangent Cafe on the Drive is a really good place to check out.
Yeah, that's something I have a lot of. Yeah.
If you want to check out jazz,
It actually has jazz all year if people like jazz.
Not just once a year.
Yeah. Isn't it certain nights or is it all
Thursday and Sunday.
Thursdays and Sunday.
Yeah.
And actually has music on Wednesdays too now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not necessarily jazz, too.
Right. Usually not really jazz, it seems like.
And your show on Sunday, it's on Granville Island. Starts at noon 30.
Well, noon 30.
Noon 30.
12:30. 12:30 to 2:30.
Yes.
Yeah. And the Railspur stage.
I
think it's right in the middle. It's not the one in the park. It's not the one. I don't know what the other ones are.
It's the party stage.
It's the party stage.
I think
apparently.
If you're walking out, Performance Works, you walk out of the entrance of there. It's kind of right ahead of you.
Okay.
It's between the market and.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, just kind of in amongst the. Stores and stuff.
And we're also playing another show next week.
Oh yeah.
Right.
In a back in a sort of yard setting. Yeah.
patio. We're playing on a patio.
Yeah. Do you know? Can you say where it is?
Or
Other than you have to hunt for that.
You can look on the internet. It's Woodland Patio Series.
Yeah.
Our friend Lisa Thorne, who's an amazing musician and also kind of event organizer, mm-hmm. host these summer events.
So it's a series. Okay, so it's like once every couple of weeks.
I think once every couple of weeks, or even weekly. I got to check it out. But on Facebook, they have a page, and you can check out all the different bands. See, Diab is playing. I know.
Right.
And oh no, who else is playing?
And
other people I forget. Right, fair They're enough. All great though.
Yeah, perfect. So lots of
and
chances.
We're playing on July 8th at that place.
July 8th, perfect.
In the evening.
And the Sunday it's the Canada Day one. Is that free? It's just you can just walk
it's
in.
It's free. Yeah. Just walk in. Yeah.
You can just walk
no
in.
No doors.
Yeah, there's no doors.
There's no doors. Yeah.
I think like all day, all the stages are free pretty much. So, you know, it's a great place to go down and just spend the day seeing music.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect. And you'll be doing two sets. Is that an intermission?
Yep. Apparently there's a parade that we have to
contend
work around.
With, yeah.
Oh. But is it in between? You don't know when it is.
The trade just follows its own trajectory and its own course. Yeah.
Like, is it like a Canada Day parade? Or
In
the Grand Voie.
I don't know. It's not a good idea.
Yeah.
It's a very busy place.
Which seems, okay. It's fair enough. They're just going around in a circle. There's an island.
It's a small
island.
These are all good points we should bring up.
But that's fair enough. But it is. It's a holiday. So, it'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be very fun.
Yeah. And are you going to be doing some of the songs that you did here a little bit? Or all of them,
yeah.
Every song we know.
Yeah. This was a practice sesh, yeah.
Yeah,
we're pulling some old songs.
Pulling some old songs.
Quickly arranged and, make them happen.
Yeah, and before we go too far, how do people get a hold of you? Like a website, or I guess they can do a search for,
There's Mundo. Bandcamp, Moondle. Moon with DLE at the end. Bandcamp, Facebook, some other stuff.
Instagram.
Oh, we have Instagram.
And your record, your CD, can they get it everywhere?
Yeah, go to if you want the CD, go to Bandcamp. You can either stream it for free, you can download it for a little bit of money, and for a little bit more money, you can order it, and we'll send it to you.
Yeah, perfect. So we are going to play a little game. Like as we do on this program.
I told them all about it.
But I don't know. Do you know which one? Although
I
only have a few.
I've done a couple.
A few. So we'll. I guess we'll find out. We'll find out what we're gonna do.
What would you rather do?
So you're still listening to CITR 101.9 FM, live from Thunderbird Radio Hell with Mundo. We are going to do Would You Rather.
Right.
Would You Rather is a very classic game of, you've all
played
it and loved it. I've got a deck of cards. We got the classic one that's actually from, I don't know, it's like more kids friendly, maybe not. and then there's a different stack of cards. This is sort of like stuff that people have sent me or stuff that I looked up on the internet that may be generally tougher, or like, I think some of these are from like the 10 toughest Would You Rather questions.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
So, I don't know. You have two decks you can choose from. Some of these have multiple ones. If you do, just pick your favorite one from it. So, I don't know who wants to pick, and maybe you can ask someone or maybe anyone.
Oh,
can.
You can
you can choose or
so just pick any card?
Any card.
Okay.
If it's really, you can have a repack.
Ooh,
if it just really.
Has a Hello Kitty on it.
Would you rather eat what your butthole or put with your mouth?
Would you rather eat with your butthole or poop with your mouth?
Oh God!
There's a South Park episode about this. So I think they covered it pretty thoroughly.
That's a good answer.
I mean, I would go for the former.
Well, I guess you cannot really taste it.
Me too,
I think I'd have to go with the first one because the second one just seems much less appealing.
It doesn't explain, on the other hand, where like the other side come out of. Though,
exactly.
Right? Oh, wait. Oh, it does. But you need to. Does it mean it's instantly reversed? Then it wouldn't matter.
Right. You'd have both.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just a trick question.
Yeah. Well, I know digestion uses like gravity a lot.
Yeah. So you kind of have to, right? Yeah.
I don't know.
You're thinking, yeah.
That's a great question.
Sure. Let's moving on. Anyone else?
Okay, I'll pick one and ask. I want to pick a hard one. Would you rather have Cheeto dust on your fingers for a year or have to walk around with wet socks for a year?
Cheeto dust on your fingers for a year or wet socks, but yeah.
I think the first one. Yeah.
Also think if you like Cheetos, it's like free Cheetos.
I think that's definitely better.
I wonder, okay, here's the thing, though. Like, if you licked it off, would it just reappear?
Yeah, I think so, because okay. It's for a year, right?
So it's just never-ending Cheetos.
But for some people, it's like a lifetime supply of Cheeto.
Right.
On the other hand, the other one, it's just like you can go anywhere. You always have water.
Yeah. When I was in Haida Gwaii for 2 weeks, my socks were wet the whole time, and I like almost died. I swear. So yeah. Like, I wouldn't suggest that so for anyone. That. Yeah, don't do that. Yeah. You'll get trench foot.
I'd have the most disgusting guitar.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's the thing though.
It's the price you have to pay.
But that's fine. Yeah.
Is everyone down? We all say Cheetos.
Yeah.
I think wet socks is terrible. Yeah. Yeah. There would be a problem.
Yeah. Instead of tuning a guitar every couple of songs, you have to like de-dust it.
De-dust it. But lick it.
Never just, we'll come back again.
Be disgusting.
It's all in the
like
tone,
this,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Cheetos tone.
Anyone else want to keep playing
this? Yeah, I'll do one.
Yeah.
That's fun. Should I pick this one?
Yeah.
Okay. That's kind of the one.
That's the one we're doing, yeah. Okay. Cool. Let's just... Would you rather use sandpaper for toilet paper or vinegar for eye drops?
Oh, I don't. Oh my God.
It's funny that we're picking the same ones that we did last time, even though the deck is huge.
They're just the ones.
I know.
I think I would have to go with vinegar.
I would try the vinegar first.
Yeah. Yeah, <that's right. laughs> You want to do both? So you want to do both?
Yeah, I want to do both.
Oh, I don't know. What do you.
Vinegar, probably.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like they're probably like okay sandpapers, you know, like very fine ones. It's like soft
really
enough.
Yeah.
It's super just, fine. Like, you just have to control your, you know, learn how to control. You know.
Yeah. That's okay. All right.
That's
okay.
A good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
I see that, Millie.
Yeah. You're not going for the 2-ply, the 2-ply sandpaper.
Yeah.
As long as it's not double sided. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sandpaper has a non-sanded side.
Yes.
Yeah.
Technically.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, perfect.
Does anyone else want to ask?
Let's hopefully get Thomas. Something. Maybe something new.
A new one?
Yeah, we'll see.
Stimulating conversation.
Would you rather have a taco now or 2 tacos later?
I'll have 2 tacos later.
Yeah, I'm not super hungry right now.
Yeah. The frugal side of me is saying 2 tacos later, because then you end up with 2 and you can use
it. You don't have to pay for it, though. I mean, I don't know. It doesn't say.
I'd rather pay for it later. Yeah. Like the guy from Popeye.
Yeah, I think that questions people who can't resist tacos.
Well, it's like the...
Like, are you the type to be able to hold on to something? Because, the famous one is, like, marshmallows or something.
Yeah, the kids
with
marshmallows.
Like, they just... I don't know what happened. Like, they usually can't?
No, they're like... So they leave them alone in a room with 1 marshmallow on a plate. And they say, okay, if you don't eat this marshmallow, I don't know how long, maybe 5 minutes, then they get another one. So they get 2 marshmallows.
Yeah.
But I think what they've discovered through that test is, like, at a certain age, they're able to hold back. But otherwise, no way. Like, kids are just eating that marshmallow. The video is very – you can watch videos of it. It's very funny. It's just, like, kids trying not to eat a marshmallow, and it looks like the hardest thing.
Marshmallows aren't even that good, though, really.
Yeah. But for a kid, I think I liked it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
It would be nice to see a video with adults now with the tacos.
That's true, with tacos. They should do an adult. Or a phone. Marshmallow they should taco. Do like ones where you have to can't use your phone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, actually.
Oh, that might be actually more interesting.
But like, how does that, yeah.
You get 2 phones.
Have you ever watched like a 19-year-old at a concert? It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
I was just there. It was like, they had trouble socializing with each other. They really wanted to, clearly, but they were just like. Couldn't look at each other too long in the face.
Right. Yeah. They had to look at their phone.
Yeah. It's almost like, would you want 1 Instagram or Facebook like now or 2 likes later?
Totally. Oh, my God, yes.
Harder question.
Yeah.
It's a hard question.
All right. Anyone want to just do one final one for the road?
Yeah, I guess the one person hasn't done yet. Go deep into this pile.
Pick a good one.
Yeah.
All right. Would you rather have the ability to teleport every time you fart or heal any wound by screaming at it?
Definitely healing a wound by screaming
at
it. That's like superhuman power.
I like both. I can just fart and
I like this one.
I'd be gone, so no one would know that I farted.
That's a good point.
I wonder if you could control where you teleported, though. Or if it was just like something where you had no control over. I wouldn't want that.
Depends on how strong your fart is. You'd be like,
the problem is, though, like if people know you have that skill, anytime you walk into a room and it smells kind of funny, they go like, Millie was here.
Yeah.
That's true. Oh, that's fine. I'm okay with that. Yeah.
She's gone now, though.
Yeah. It's just like, yeah. Yeah, that's
that's great.
That's how you play with your weather.
Cool. I just wanted to shout out to Selena, who sang that sick jingle.
Yes.
Future Star, awesome. The famous Future Star.
That's her jingle.
It's her jingle.
That is her jingle. And we still get people coming in and they didn't, I guess they haven't heard it. And then they just go, wait a minute, it sounds super familiar.
Who is that?
Like, who is that? It must be a Future Star. Mundo on CITR 101.9. Well, do you want to play another game? We could do the classic, the other classic game that we play all the time. Do you want to just do it?
Let's do it.
What is it? Yeah.
Well, I guess you hear the song and we'll find out.
I know.
This is super. But, I mean, it changes quite a bit.
Learn a little more about yourself. What kind of dog are you? Take the quiz from hell.
So, I told Millie about this. Millie really loves dogs.
Yeah. Well, this is not exactly dogs. I did find one. I don't think we've actually played What Kind of Dog Are You. Maybe
I
we
think
did.
Only a visitor did.
Oh, you did.
I'm pretty sure.
Do you remember what dog?
No, actually, not. You know, I take that back. I think we did the potato one.
What kind of potato?
We were tater tots.
I did randomly pick one. It's not super random. It's very close. This is a game where I go to a certain website. Some might say it's BuzzFeed, where they have this little quiz that you answer, what's your favorite pop star? What's your favorite color? And then at the end, it'll tell you what kind of dog you are or what friend's character are you. It's kind of just a bunch of random questions that goes through a supercomputer somewhere and it calculates exactly what you are. So the game we were playing today was the theme is there is a dinosaur movie that's out right now. So not that they have sponsored anything, but it's thought we can play What Kind of Dinosaur Are You?
Oh, nice.
So you can answer as a band or take turns. I don't know how you can fight over it anyways. And at the end, we'll find out what kind of dinosaur Mundo is. I wonder.
I've got some ideas.
Yeah. As a band, Moondol is probably...
Hey.
What?
Are you gonna
guess? No, I'm not going to guess. I'm just going to say... No, I'm not going to guess. I'm just going to say... just a non-meat-eating one.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think we're a vegetarian dinosaur.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course.
Well, I think...
Herbivore, thank you.
Herbivore. Yeah. You're right. That's our...
I think most dinosaurs are herbivores, so your chance is high.
Pretty good. Just wanted to put that there. Right. Yeah.
Okay. So we'll see. First question is, how would you best describe your personality? So the first one is, there's 9 answers. A natural leader, nothing stands in my way. Nope. Or constantly foraging for food. Or I like to keep to myself. Or cunning and clever. Or a couch potato or couch Velcro. Or whenever the sea is, that's where I am. Hmm. Or loud and proud. Or powerful, or mysterious. So there's leader, constantly looking for food, foraging for food, keep to yourself, cunning and clever, couch, Velcro, wherever the sea is, so you like the ocean, loud and proud, powerful, and mysterious. So as a band, I don't know, or the name of the band, or anyone.
I think for me it's between food and mysterious.
Yeah, I think foraging for food is a good metaphor for the process.
Yeah, that's true.
The very vain side of me wants to say cunning and clever.
Yeah.
Maybe the mysterious, powerful, mysterious side of it.
Those are different. Yeah. We have to choose.
Those are two different.
Yeah,
things.
Powerful or mysterious.
I think we've got a little bit of mystery about us. People can't
more than
quite,
food.
Quite define it. I mean,
enigmas. Yeah.
Well, should we go with mysterious? Eli's leaning.
That's my vote.
All right.
Let's just go for it.
Eli gets the first vote.
All right.
Okay. Then otherwise,
it's a strongly hierarchical system. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's cool with me.
Right.
What do you think?
I think it'll be mysterious.
All right. No changing now. Instead of me talking through the whole thing, maybe one of you want to read the question and the answers.
What would you most like to consume right now? A small, tasty animal. As long as it's green, I don't care. Newman from Seinfeld.
What? Oh, right.
A nice salmon. My enemies. Top shelf liquor. Whatever's in my fridge. Pizza. Pop rocks.
Ooh, water. Oh, water was not on there, though.
No.
I know, but I love water.
Dinosaurs don't drink water.
For me, right now, it's whatever's in my fridge.
Yeah, I would go for that, too.
My fridge is really gross.
Is that a thing? Okay. No, whatever's in your fridge.
It smells bad.
My fridge is pretty good right now, actually. I just went grocery shopping,
Yeah, like you were talking, you're almost thinking about the foraging for food in the last, last question. So what kind of fruit would you be in? Not Newman from Seinfeld. I guess it would be a T-Rex.
Yeah, I mean we can kind of imagine which dinosaur is which.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For instance, the vegetable, the green one, that's obviously the herbivore.
Right.
Yeah. Are we gonna go with the fridge one? I don't know.
Yeah, whatever. You know.
Okay. Whatever's in my fridge. this is a interesting one. I hope you're familiar with this. You have to pick a Mario Kart driver.
Oh, good. I'm pretty familiar.
So there's Mario, there's Luigi, there's Yoshi, Wario, Peach, Bowser, Donkey Kong, Toad, or Koopa Trooper.
I know immediately what my choice would be.
What would your choice be?
Toad?
Yeah,
because he's sweet and... And he has like good acceleration, but he's also very controlled.
Good to Joel.
I like that it's a mushroom.
Both me and Millie would probably go for Yoshi though.
Yeah,
Yoshi's cool too. It's a good second choice.
If you took Toad, I would have gone for Yoshi. Sometimes I go for Yoshi first.
Yeah, but what if we're all picking the same one?
You have to pick. Yeah. What do you
Yoshi
think?
Has a lunar quality
Yoshi
to.
Yoshi's very cute.
To him, yeah, it's cute. Moondle is a cute word. Moondling.
Let's put the two together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Toad Yoshi. Yeah, they're both really cute. Yeah.
We gotta pick one.
This is Millie. Do you want to go? I think Millie.
I'm fine
strongly.
With either. Yeah.
I'll
they're both
like
good
Yoshi.
Choices.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Have you ever played Mario Kart against each other? Who would win in this if the whole band had to play?
Not me.
By the sounds of it, Carrie.
Yeah.
About what?
Who would win Mario Kart?
Oh, not really.
Well, me and Carrie would probably have a...
Yeah, not me.
Mario Kart is actually the only video game that I can kind of play because I didn't play them growing up, so I didn't develop those skills.
I only played Super Nintendo. Eli's pretty good at video games. He could probably.
I would usually go off the road in Mario Kart and then turn around and then not be able to turn right around. Yeah. And it would be like, do a U-turn, go the other way. And I couldn't do it, so that I would not win.
I was just reminded of a concept in that where you do the tap out left and right, you know, to do the...
To slide,
To do the sliding. If you do three separate alternating slides, then you get really good turning... control around the corners, and it's basically how you get good at the game. You need to know that trick.
I didn't know. Wow. I thought the trick is just to like throw things and screw the other person at the right time and get them really mad at you.
That's one trick.
That too. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, that's part of it.
Yeah.
All right. Back.
We should play.
Yes. So let's, you are challenged to a duel. Which weapon? What weapon do you choose? So there is... Throwing stars. There is my pen is mightier than your sword. So a pen. Or a sword.
It's not, though.
Or a sword or two, please. Or grenades. My fist, knives, nunchucks, battle axe, or mace. Like a mauling star mace.
Mace sounds pretty like you have certain distance, but you can like use two arms.
Right.
Yeah. Sword. I was gonna go sword, but
I kind of feel like a grenade. When isn't that just? I guess I can jump away. I feel like
grenades so messy. Yeah, it's like you know.
Oh, throwing stars are pretty cool.
They are pretty cool.
It's weird that the pen options
for
even
bow
in
and
there.
Arrow.
Yeah, throwing stars, pen. Option, yeah. No one's picking the pen, eh?
I'm go with fist. The pen. I like the pen. Yeah, I mean it's like it's probably not super effective.
I guess we're passive.
None of us have really fought much.
Yeah, nunchucks. Yeah.
Thomas has been punched in the face.
Yeah, I've been punched in the face.
Actually, I shouldn't just share that. That's like, sorry, okay. I always, okay. That's a little,
you know,
yeah. publicly. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. We've all punched Thomas in the face.
Are we going with the pen then? Or no? Or throwing stars?
I'm down with the pen.
Pen.
Yeah, let's be kind of okay, nerds. We're going to be nerds.
Pacifists.
We'll say. Yeah,
we're kind of nerds.
We're kind of nerds. Yeah. We'll say a pen.
Nerdy dinosaur.
I feel like throwing stars are hard anyways. Like, I mean,
well, yeah, how do you
don't throw you have those? To train?
It's another South Park episode. That...
It is actually.
Yeah. I feel like you can throw throwing stars. You can probably throw a pen just as dangerously.
Yeah.
Maybe.
True.
Maybe it's a really sharp pen.
Yeah. It has a knife on the other end.
Yeah. This one is, all right. How would you best describe your body type? As an entire band, long limbed or all muscle, baby, pretty average, more to love, naturally slim, sturdy, junk in the trunk, short, or not my goodies. I don't even know what that means. There's long limb.
You're all pretty different.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, three of us are longer limbed guys, so we outnumber the.
I have pretty long arms, actually.
Yeah.
There's two really tall guys and there's one average tall guy and then there's like two.
Go on.
Two,
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh yeah. The question isn't to describe everyone in the band. Yeah. Yeah. This is the radio. You don't need to know that. Yeah.
I just say more to love because like there's more to love, you know.
Yeah, and it's a little bit more like body positive. Like
yeah. That's true.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Perfect. I'll get, this one is easier. I'll get someone to just read, instead of me reading all the time, it's pretty basic.
Where would you most want to go on vacation?
Oh.
Arizona, Mongolia, California, Germany, Wyoming, Canada, Portugal, Colorado, or Montana?
Oh my God.
Clearly created by Americans.
Yes. Yeah. Lots of American
and where the
choices.
Dinosaurs were found, maybe.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah. That's my guess.
But they didn't say like Alberta or like Jaspers or like specific
Canada.
Or
Canada. Yeah. Yeah. But they had specific states for the state.
Yeah,
I would like to go to Germany out of all those places. First.
I'm a fan of Germany.
Germany's pretty cool.
Let's go to Germany.
Yeah, where like well, I guess you look at where would the band most want to play next if you could. Mm. All these
Germany
places.
Actually is a great place to play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Berlin.
Very supportive of music there.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah,
there's a lot of dinosaurs in Berlin.
A lot of dinosaurs. They would love us.
Perfect. I'm going to get one of you to, you guys can, who wants to read this one?
Oh, pick a DJ name for yourself. Oh, God. Okay. Try and get through this. Tricera drops the beat. Raise the roof lizard, Jurassic pork.
That's good.
Yeah, I kind of like that one. Pterodactyl, Eddie lizard, double trouble, Tyrannosaurus rex, with a W.
Oh yeah.
Not just the normal name of the dinosaur.
I got it.
Thunder wonder, Velociraptor. I kind of like Tyrannosaurus Rex or Pterodactyl, personally, but, you know, open.
Pterodactyl's pretty cool.
Pterodactyl?
Pterodactyl?
I'm okay. I'm not sure.
Not as long as
it's not the first
beat.
One, I'm cool. So.
Tricera drops the beat.
We really don't like that one.
I don't like, like a whole phrase can't be a DJ name.
It can't be
a DJ. It's kind of dumb.
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Tyrannosaurus Rex or pterodactyl.
I kind of like the Tyrannosaurus Rex.
What's the pork one again?
Jurassic pork.
I like that.
That's
one.
That's also pretty good.
It kind of just like gets me.
Oh no! How will we choose?
You're listening to CITR Radio. In case you're wondering what the heck is going on, we're with Mundo playing a. Which dinosaur are you?
Yeah.
Which dinosaur are you? And this is a pick a DJ name for yourself. And these are all the possible DJ names for yourself. Shockingly, none taken, I assume. Maybe Thunder Wonder. No?
Yeah.
Or Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Three of us.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go for it. Yeah.
All right. This is how much longer this is. There's three more questions. It's okay.
Woo, all right.
What would your superpower be? Mind control, flying, teleportation, hear danger from miles away, super strength, force field, earth bending. I guess you burn murder.
Yeah, that'd be mine.
Oh, no.
Super armor.
These are very strange superpowers.
Mind control, flying, teleportation, hear danger from miles away, super strength, force field, earth bending, murder.
Super
armor.
Murder is only a superpower if we start from the axiom that not everyone is capable of murder.
Right.
Yeah.
So. Flying seems
I'm into
nice.
Flying. Let's fly.
That'll
confine us to like
flight.
A flying dinosaur, though.
I think teleportation for sure. Like for me. Definitely.
That's pretty useful.
But there are no dinosaurs that teleport, so that's not quite. It's not literal.
Yeah, then there's still like it's going to be a surprise.
Yeah.
Right.
It's going to be like what's the flying pterodactyl?
Pterodactyls are great.
If we choose flying, we're going to be pterodactyls.
Okay,
if
we don't want to be
loophole, if you could teleport, you could just teleport into the sky.
It's true.
And you could fall and then teleport somewhere else. Keep falling.
Hey, who needs flying? You have teleportation.
Yeah, you could just.
Okay, let's do that.
I'm convinced.
Are we good?
Yeah,
that was great. That was great. We're going to teleport because of what perfect. Thomas said.
Yeah,
that's good.
What do you want to watch? And it's a bunch of movies. There's Jurassic Park, The Land Before Time. Or The Land Before Time 2, or Godzilla, which from the logo, it's the one with Matthew Broderick, not the newer one or the older one. Or We're Back. It's a bunch of dinosaurs, like a cartoon, it looks like. Or Ice Age, something with dinosaur. The birth something of dinosaur, I don't know. There's a dinosaur in it.
Land
it's
Before
one of,
Time. For
yeah, it's nostalgia.
Hands
King,
down,
Land
Before Time.
There's King Kong, Flintstones, and Dinosaurs, the TV show.
Dinosaurs was very good and funny.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
But, that's tough now with the dinosaurs.
I'd go for Land Before Time.
Yeah, me too. Land Before Time is
you know Land Before Time?
A classic.
No, okay, Millie doesn't
know
what
it is. We
gotta
watch it. We'll go home and watch
yeah,
it.
Perfect. Yeah.
To our home that we all
it's a childhood movie. Yeah.
Moodle home.
Yeah.
Very sad.
Yeah.
But it's beautiful.
Okay.
It's great.
All right. It's
Children
and
Dinosaurs.
This is the last question, and it is, how do you mate?
Standing up.
lazily or squeakily, gently. I like to chase. I like to be chased. Rough and steady. Methodically and efficiently. Or how don't I mate? Or I'm into weird SHIT. They're not going to say it on the radio.
Wow, okay.
So lazy, squeaky, gently, chasing, like to chase, like to be chased, rough and steady, methodically and efficiently. How don't I mate, or I'm into weird things? Who wrote this quiz here?
I'm not sure
Cassie,
how Moodle
makes.
I think how don't we wait is pretty good.
I'm into the how don't we mate and squeakily.
I realize that Moodle is not a very, like, we don't have very sexual songs, like, really.
That's true.
Yeah.
I think
we're
methodically
asexual.
And efficiently
band.
Is the most
which one?
Generous. Methodically and efficiently is the one that is the most.
Oh, God.
But no, that's definitely not.
Yeah.
Not a very efficient band.
So before the final answer, like, which dinosaur would you want to be? Like, if you, what do you think? What's your?
I don't know my dinosaurs very well. Like, I'm a little rusty.
Or you can just say the one on long neck. Or
yeah.
What's the giant herbivore with the long neck?
Yeah.
Brontosaurus.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
isn't that supposed
like
to be not a dinosaur
it's
anymore?
It's true. It's not. Oh gosh. See, I nannied a lot of children who really like dinosaurs, so I should know this.
But people were crying. Yeah, so because...
Brachiosaurus.
I was going to say that.
Yeah.
Brachiosaurus
cool
is the new name for Brontosaurus,
oh,
I'm pretty sure.
Really?
Because they
so.
Just have...
Because Brachiosaurus is the one with a really tall upwards neck.
Yes. But Brontosaurus was like, originally that was what it was called,
really?
But then maybe the scientists were like, never mind.
They were just saying it's the same thing. They just found a really...
They
just found one that was slightly... Yeah, from what I... Yeah, red was that it's the same species.
Yeah, it's like Pluto.
Yeah. they're taking all this stuff.
Similarly.
For, yeah. You know, they're taking all this stuff. Yeah, T-Rex is just like a scavenger now or something.
Yeah, everything's gone. It's upside down.
Yeah, my education is not going to like prepare me for modern dinosaurs.
Is there one dinosaur you don't want to be or don't want to be?
One lower on the food chain, really. Yes. Basically, I would like a nice...
I mean, velociraptors are pretty cool. Oh, no, the ones from Jurassic Park that spray things.
Oh, yeah, those ones.
The one that killed Newman.
Yeah. Specifically that one. I don't know if that was. I don't think it was a raptor, but they had this cool neck that was an accordion.
Yeah, that one. I like those ones. Scary.
Yeah, is that the one you want or don't want to be?
I mean, it would be pretty cool.
Yeah,
I like the accordion neck.
Yeah, all right.
but for Moondle, we don't know.
Oh right, yeah. I mean, we'll
yeah.
see. We'll yeah, find
see.
Out
soon. So the last
how
answer.
How are we gonna mate?
So yeah, how are we gonna mate? This is
how we how do wait, what, how do we
yeah.
What's the other one?
How don't we mate? Is that the one you choose?
Yeah.
It's very non-committal, but yes.
Yeah. Or lazily.
Lazily, yeah. That's
very different.
Just barely.
Okay, so you're not technically a dinosaur.
What?
But you're still supreme ruler of the skies.
Yes.
You're extra terrifying because not only are you a reptile, you can fly, and you have a gigantic brain, considering how slim you are. You are the happiest on a coast. And appreciate the simple things in nature, like delicious fish and insects and the splendor of caves and forest canopies. But also, you're scared to poop out of everyone. You got pterodactyl.
Yeah.
That's pretty good choice.
I had a
pterodactyl,
feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think most algorithms are, like, good at this
pterodactyl,
stuff.
Yeah.
Let's just leave everything up to them.
Yeah. We should rename
close,
our band.
You'll be close to the moon. It's closest to the moon.
Yeah.
Maybe we should rename our band Pterodactyl.
Pterodactyl, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No?
I don't know.
No one's okay. That's fine.
Well, at least the next song will be nothing but about...
Yeah. It's my new inspiration.
Yeah. About... About slow and steady... What was it? Rough... I don't know.
Right. methodical and efficient.
Yeah, methodical and efficient.
Something or other. Yeah.
Romantic.
Mundo on Seattle. Thank you so much for coming in. That was fun.
Thanks
so
for
that,
having
that's
us.
Close to the time we have. remind everyone that Sunday, it's a free show, so there's no reason you should miss it. At 12:30 on Granville Island, you know how to, just get there. It'll be tons of fun. Go enjoy Jazz Fest. There's probably shows like all day too, right? Right after you. So,
like all day long.
All day long.
Yeah, but stay for the first 2 hours and the parade.
Of course.
And also, there's a show on the 7th July, 8th of July at
the Woodland Patio Series.
And you can find out more about the shows. You go on Facebook and do a search for. I think if you just punch in Google and Moondle,
that's probably it.
That's
not that many.
It comes
other
up.
Bands.
It will say, "Do you mean Moodle?" And you're like, "No, you mean Moondle."
Moondle. Yeah. Worst case, type in Vancouver after it. That's pretty much works for almost.
We
everybody.
Come up. We got search engine optimization. Don't worry.
Yes. Perfect. Anything else you would like to add? Or no, it's all good.
No, I think that's good.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you so much. And if you want to listen to the set, if you're just joining us, you can go on CITR.ca and do a search for Mundo, and it should show up. Well, sometime later tonight or tomorrow, you can listen to the whole podcast in its entirety, or you can go to RadioHell.ca. There will be a link to the list of the podcasts on the iTunes. There's a link to our Twitter, link to the Facebook. There's a link to the YouTube. There should be a YouTube video when I get around to it. So you can watch that too. Who knows how soon that will happen. But that's part of the fun. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, and one day you'll see some videos. But yes, and coming up next at 11 o'clock is Copy and Paste. Do not go anywhere. This is Life on Thunderbird Radio Hall. I might or might not be back with some chatting and music, but now it's going to be a bunch of messages.
UBC Rec is everything that is recreation on campus. No matter how you play, UBC Rec is your resource for fun activities. This student program is operated by over 140 volunteers, and it is the largest intramural recreation organization in Canada. Programs cover fitness, instructional classes, outdoor recreation, drop-in sports, special events, small tournaments, and intramural leagues. All the registration information is available in the Student Recreation Center or online at rec.ubc.ca. UBC Rec, how do you play?
Support the women of the Downtown East Side and spring into the Scotiabank Charity Challenge on June 24th. Join the Downtown East Side Women's Center in crowdsourcing funds and spreading awareness of their organization, which provides safe space, emergency shelter, basic essentials, and a continuum of support to marginalized women. Go to www.dewc.ca/run-4-DEWC for more information.
The BC government now covers medications that could reduce your chances of contracting HIV by 90%. PrEP stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis and is a preventative measure that HIV-negative folks can take to reduce their risk of becoming positive. Health Initiative for Men suggests that if you have had sex with a partner with HIV, have had a recent STI, have multiple sexual partners, have a history of inconsistent or no condom use, are currently involved in sex work, or have had repeated courses of post-exposure prophylaxis, then you might want to think about looking into PrEP measures. CATR and Discorder are not medical professionals. Please refer to your doctor for more information.
Hey, what's wrong?
I've been looking for a job since I came to Canada, and I haven't found anything.
Have you tried WorkLearn?
What's WorkLearn?
Part-time jobs on campus for international undergraduate students just like us help me find a great job that's actually related to my studies.
Wow! I'll have to check that out.
You should. It's good pay, good experience, and good for your career. Just look for WorkLearn postings at www.careersonline.ubc.ca. You can even ask your profs and campus staff if they can create a job for you.
To participate in WorkLearn, you must be an international student seeking an undergraduate degree in a participating faculty and registered full-time with a study permit valid for at least 6 months. For more information, visit www.careers.ubc.ca.
Ooh.
Mother, she will kill for you. 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 Mother, she will
planting flowers and